belong in here, or if we still have to go to it, right?
We gotta go to it.
Okay. Yep. Fish habitat. There's certain ask for hardwoods, and now pretty much wood in the water helps fish. So, you know, if you put poplars in, the beaver. You put pine in, it'll rot faster than anything else. So there we cut down that birch. We've cut this tree here, that's a pine, so we cut that, it's chained to the stump, so we did this 43 times along this 1 mile of shoreline. So you can see the birch on the shore, probably didn't chain that one because it's sitting on the shore, and actually it looks great. So this is not only provides excellent habitat, invertebrates, little fish, big fish, turtles, wood ducks. But if you're a decent fisherman, it's a good place to go fish. This particular bay has a lot of crappies, so the crappie fisherman should be. Well, I'm going to give it a try and tell you how it goes.
You really wouldn't know that these were all deliberately cut.
No,
I mean, they look somewhat natural.
There's so much underbrush that new trees are going to cover everything up. You won't even know it. If you go to a place that's like Quetico, there may be up to 200 trees in the water per mile. Where we cut everything down to the water, and then we let it grow up, but it doesn't have, the forest is not old enough to drop trees into the water. So we used to put fish sticks in, which we do in the winter time, but it takes two skid steers. Here, if a guy's trained well enough with a chainsaw, cut the tree down. Now,
permitting from the DNR?
From the DNR, from zoning. You know, zoning probably is harder. They freak out because the law or the rule, it's not that, that you can't cut. There's a nice little area here that is the crappies that love to see.
So is that like a county permitting or like a lake association permitting?
Well, what we call it. Myself and another guy are the Walleye Project. We get our money from the Lake Association. And I'm not on board, I don't. So we permit ourselves. Our name's on it. And the DNR wants before and after pictures. So I gotta take pictures of this. So that's just me. any dad with a daughter or a son has got to be able to look at this and say, hey, let's try this. Let's put the anchor down and throw a bobber in. We'll catch almost there. So this goes for a mile, and there's a big marsh over beyond this point, which I'm not going to take you to. And then there's more shoreline in Bluegill Bay that we've cut through. So we have 26 more shoreline owners that are now officially permitted, and we will contact them and then cut them.
We got happening this year.
If I have anything to do with it, yeah. I don't even want to wait till winter. There's some really, you know, some of the people are just summer people, and you have to sort of get them now. But the good part about this, I was worried that the ice would shove the wood. Once we freeze again this year, that ice is going to push all of these logs down into the surf, and they'll never move. They'll just slowly rot away. So it's...
Was this all done last year then?
You know, and I was watching the wind when the ice came out, and I thought, you know, I sure hope the ice doesn't push all of the logs, and it didn't. It's just perfect. So that's what Greg Sass, semi-wild, we can do that, and we have a number of homeowners that don't mow to the water's edge that have asked for fish sticks or woody structure, and so we have another 26 locations, and once we accomplish that, then we're going to really open it up and provide some definition and see if we could get maybe a couple hundred. Maybe you get 100 trees in the water. That would be phenomenal. And if you have that on 44 miles of shoreline, you know, those are places for everybody to fish. So yellow perch, for example, put their eggs on woody structure. They lay a little tube of eggs, so they need something firm to. And yellow perch is the number one bait fish in this lake.
So over here,
yep.
Pretty good example of how swift, a little bit of woods between the neighbors, and they've got their mow clear path. So if those houses say, hey, can we drop one or two of those trees that are in between us? Are they going to qualify, or is that, I could do that? Okay, you give them that credit.
I could leave that.
But,
you know, the guy who just built the black home or the charcoal-colored home?
Yeah.
And he's got, luckily, he did put that black barrier,
riprap.
But you can see that that property has been mowed right to the bottom.
Yep.
And that one tree off to his right, our left, he'd say, gee, I'd like you to drop that in the water. I'd say, nah, I'm not doing that. Why don't you stop mowing and plant? So, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Put it between these houses, yep, over here. There's
that little space right there, we could drop, you know, one or two trees.
Yeah.
And I get my pontoon and I get Nate Thomas, our biologist, and we go by property owners who have requested, and you know, Nate and I both look up, no, yep, no, and decide you know, who can. So this guy, nice home, I congratulate him, but man,
how long before those two trees in the middle are cut down because they're blocking his view?
That's right. I'm not going to cut that. So he'd say, hey, can you cut that oak right there? And I'm going to go, no, you can't cut that oak.
So is it within 35 feet of the water?
Or? So the zoning will say you can't cut anything from the shoreline to 35 feet. So that has to stay. And... you know, unfortunately, I see people that just do it anyhow. And I go, wow, that's really unfortunate.
But, you know, with Mary and I and my wife, we bought our place first thing we did was take
you want to view.
This guy here says, well, what do I do? I say, well, trim up 20 feet. How much of the lake can you see? Sea water.